Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom. Today is April 28th, 2013, and hopefully if you are listening to this program today, it's live. If you're listening at another day other than April 28th, 2013, it's a pre-recorded show. So I want to say hello and how are you? And tell you a little bit about the Akashic Records. If you've never listened to the show before, it is a call-in talk show. That means that you can call in with your concerns or problems or challenges or questions about how the world works, because the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed is registered in the Akasha, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. So tonight you can call in 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. Or you can also dial in directly if you're in another country. And our country code is 011. And you can call 530-763-1574. So tonight is really kind of a free-form night. I will tell you that information comes forward from the Akashic Records. And the way I open the records is through a specific sacred prayer, and the prayer itself is a vibrational key that moves the information, moves the energy over to bring forth the information. I do this all consciously, and what that means is it is my eyes are open, I'm in full consciousness, and so other than like a meditation where you have to close your eyes, and this is like a conscious meditation, even though what I tell people when they ask questions and I do consultations for folks, what happens is all I need is your current legal name, and we can move forward into the records as long as I have your permission to enter your records. And it's fueled by your questions. Consultation is created by your questions. Your questions get to the right area of the Akashic Records, and the information comes forward. So this type of work with the Akashic Records is good for understanding blocks, understanding why certain things have happened in your life. It's even good for actors or actresses to get deeper into their character, or writers to be able to eliminate writer's block if you have it. So the Akashic Records energy can be used in every area of your life. And because it's conscious, you can use these records or that energy or the information, the wisdom from the Akashic Records at work. If you're working on a project and you want to understand a little bit more about what the project needs, you can open your personal Akashic Records and ask how you can best serve the project. What does this project need from you? What can you do to become clearer on the solution that the project is presenting regarding let's say there was a design issue. So you can use the Akashic Records to do that. You can use the Akashic Record energy in being a better parent, because you can open your personal Akashic Records and ask how you can best serve your children. Now, we don't open the records of anyone that's under the age of 18, but the Akashic Record energy is available for anyone. And there are many ways of accessing the Akashic Records. You know, certainly mine is not the only way. It is the way that I was taught by Mary Parker going on 17 years ago. So I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I do this for individuals, businesses, and I do it for you. This is my service to humanity, this radio show. So you're welcome to call in and ask your questions. and we will come forward with an answer. So, before people call in or start calling in, I want to just bring forth a message from the Akashic Records that is an important piece for you to understand. First of all, there is there are right now energies on the planet that are making people question their very existence. There are many times that people are looking to ask themselves what their purpose is or why they're here. There are other people on the planet that are moving into a place of crossroads and challenge. And we want you to understand that there is nothing more powerful than God. And you can use the word God, the divine, you can use the word spirit, universe, Jesus. Doesn't make any difference what you call your divine presence or the hierarchy in your life that you go to when you have challenges or difficulties. What needs to be different now is that you go to your divine entity, your God, in a time of gratitude. There are many people who have attracted, at no fault of their own, by the way, but for whatever reason, they have, for whatever reason, they have chosen a soul's experience of resisting and neutralizing outside forces. And the way that you release yourself from any outside forces is through gratitude and your own belief that there's nothing more powerful than the divine. And now we have a caller. Hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. Who's this?
This is Lynn.
I'm sorry?
My name is Lynn.
Hi, Lynn. Where are you calling from?
Oregon.
Oregon. Well, welcome to the show. Have you called before?
No, I never have.
Good. Have you ever listened before?
No.
Well, good. Then you're a first-time listener, a first-time caller. You must be here for a reason. Great. Welcome.
Yeah.
How can we help you?
Yes, I was just wondering. I'm working on developing. My third book is a spiritual 911 healing handbook. I actually have a radio show too with PBS. Yeah, I want these recruitment. I keep seeing them, and I can't figure out how to get there to get these. Spiritual emergency healer enlightenment recruitment centers. Opened up for all the light workers and healers and what have you to create this whole new job paradigm. And I'm just kind of hitting blocks every which way to get that open so that we have light workers, really armies of light workers, same benefits as military, a whole new civilization of, helping healing services, and especially spiritual emergency healer, direct contact with each person's soul, mind-body-soul connections.
And so you want these to be actual physical centers, is that correct?
Yes. Recruitment centers. I went to them all the other day and just kind of, again, I can't help it when I go by the military recruitment centers. Why don't we have these, enlightenment spiritual activist centers where we are really recruiting and teaching for free, free education, teaching, training programs for the soul work and soul purpose work and soul energy workers and, you know, all the different healing artists and get going here. I just these jobs. Where are the jobs created for? You know, I really am blocked on how to access that paradigm to get the mainstream jobs for the light workers, armies, recruitment centers, where they actually have the same benefits and everything, so we can start to alleviate the whole warring and drugging and jailing paradigm and go into that.
So the idea here is that do you want a government funded program?
How do you fund
the program?
I want it to be a whole new civil service paradigm that actually takes over our health and human services, social services, and civil services.
And so you want it funded by the government, is that correct?
Well, I guess Nisara, I want the new jobs to be opened up and created so that, you know, kids can go in and start to become, enlightened and lightworkers. And lightworkers, armies, that's the reference point, I guess, because I grew up in military, but my background's nursing. So anyway, to get a whole new paradigm shifted for the new cities of light, peace, green, all the community services that are of helping, healing, soul work, and really, I really want these spiritual emergency healer direct contact with each person's soul vibration work.
Yes.
Soul
uh-huh.
network, living
so,
soul
so
matrix.
So the idea here is, okay, so first of all, the first thing that's coming forward is to be able to first to set up some type of a, and there is a, well, let me back up. The idea of getting this funded by the government would actually create more control than you would want to deal with. So the idea is, what's coming forward is to create a nonprofit organization that is funded by individual light workers as well as more affluent light workers that could help be on the board and create the centers. It may start with just one or two centers, but first what they're suggesting is you actually have a plan, a business plan of how this would work and the various services the centers would offer. The other piece, Lynn, is to then begin to create a grassroots movement of people who are like-minded that are willing to volunteer their time to treat those who are seeking an open relationship with their own divinity. Because
you know,
not everybody... I'm sorry?
Donna. That's the trouble. We have to go beyond nonprofits. We need a whole new economic paradigm that's for the people, by the people. I work with the Occupy movement. We really need to create a new, whole new focused civilization of jobs that are the new government for the people, by the people, locally and globally interacting.
Well, I agree that's not being challenged. What's being challenged is it has to start somewhere as a model.
Yeah. The nonprofits, though, are actually still giving way to keeping the corporations in power, which keeps the whole old system going. So it's a systems buster. I mean, we really need to, I don't know, I work with Occupy people. I'm working with as many people as I can. And I
Did you say Occupy people?
Yeah, the Occupy movement.
Okay, so the idea here is that, but there still has to be a funding for this.
Yeah, but Social
right?
Security, right? So we have Social Security out there. Why can't we have real Social Security and give everybody to be of helping healing community services, a whole new job paradigm? I mean, we can. We can actually create a whole new, you know, and it can be come through the NASAR funding and just kick in through the databases, through, you know, through ATM, whatever. But we need a new economic system that goes along with free and equal and pay everyone equal to be of love and light service, really their soul work, and to be able to go into job creation of helping healing divine soul purpose.
So what's your plan on how to do this?
Talk to you. Talk to three healers.
Well, no, you say you're working with organizations. It sounds like that if you have people already on board,
well, just sort of, but
turning the world upside down is great. I mean, this is the idea is that. I keep hearing there must be a model, and the model needs to come from the human heart. And the model needs to be one where everyone is in agreement to be paid equally.
Well, for I know.
Yeah.
You know, there is a free and equal group online too, and they work in conjunction with the Green Party. So I don't know, it's just getting so crazy out there. And I developed a spiritual emergency healing program with a medical charts to go in through the Youth Promise Act and the Violence Against Women Act so that we can actually create these new mental health care systems. So at least get started with the light workers that can work directly with each person's soul matrix, you know, direct contact with the light of God, the Holy Spirit realm, and the ancient ancestors, so we could go that route too. I don't know. I don't know what to do. That's why I called.
Well, but the piece here is that there are. See, what I'm seeing is circles within circles within circles. And the circles of the people who are in agreement with you need to create their own, what I'm hearing, their own movement with their own plan so it can be presented to the population, target market, if you will, to sections of light workers to create this. And the idea here is again, they keep coming back. You have to have a model that can be talked about in more specific terms of how it's going to be accomplished and what is the outcome. So for example, what they're suggesting is that you organize a group of willing light workers to create, and it's very interesting because they're talking to me about a storefront. I don't understand that, but they're talking to me about a storefront that offers these services and that and the storefront is the way that they begin. It begins, and it's, again, they're going back to the grassroots abilities. The movement cannot shift unless you show. So the success of the center needs to be shown so that more centers can be created. Are you working on that part?
Yes, yeah. It's just been really tricky because I keep hearing that all the churches need to gather and participate too.
But they can't gather and participate unless they have a model that you can show. This is what it is. this is why it works, and this is the successes. Because the churches are too political to shift right now, unless there is a forward consciousness movement, and the only way, what I'm hearing is the forward consciousness movement is happening individually and expanding individually, it's almost like the timing has to be perfect. At the time that the individuals expand to accept your ideas, there needs to be, again, they keep going with the model of a successful operation that can be uploaded or championed by other people who are various levels of people who have more influence to assist you in creating this. So the reality is someone or a group must invest their dollars in creating the first center in order to be able to show individuals and the ones with influence how successful it can be. If you're looking for a consciousness shift just because you want it, as lovely as that is, Lynn, that's not why we came to this planet. We came to the planet to learn about how to be human and how to be human from the heart. And learning how to be human from the heart with divine love comes on an individual basis. And
yes,
it's the light workers that can assist in this.
Say
again.
I feel like there's enough people already here that are ready for and already involved in the paradigm shifting. And so now it just seems like it's really time to step forward to create these, you know, inner peacekeeper jobs, love police. I mean, these spiritual emergency healer jobs that can be actually paid services and that will, you know, help people access all the drug heights, all the dimensions, astral traveling, like I said, the light ships for universal travel, soul work. I mean, it's all here. It's like I'm just putting it out to the universe and to you to help create a whole new civil service paradigm that is available for recruitments for light workers.
And this, I hear that, but again, they're coming back to you with there needs to be a plan, a created plan, and the plan needs to come together as a group. It needs to be a consensus of how to work together to create what's highest and best for the planet. And it's not about one person creating it so much as it is a group effort, because it's not only going to be, it's going to be governed by the group as well as administered by the group to other groups, other individuals as well. So who is thinking along your lines that you can tap into?
I think all the light workers and healing artists here on the planet right now are part of it. All the body, mind, spirit, expo people. We're all here for a reason. And why can't we all step into gathering to get these new civil services opened up so we can, you know, go around Big Pharma, go into prevention, intervention, healthcare, and helping healing community services, helping healing instead of the drugging, jailing, and killing services. It's that simple.
I understand it's that simple, but who do you know that's willing to join with you to create this?
Well, I think that's the problem. We're all wanting to step into, all of us came to help us recreate a heaven on earth, you know, love, light, jobs, and, you know, you know, edible landscaping, green jobs, and everything, the animal healer jobs. So it just seems like it's time, and we need to revamp our health and human services all the way from the top down, all of it through legislation and petitioning. So that's what I've been working on. All my petitions seem to be erased, eradicated, and kicked off Facebook and weird stuff. So I just, you know, I'm putting it out there to you today, too, to get it. The message is out for repetitioning to start. Like during the Great Depression, the WPA started the CCC, and I keep hearing, start these new lightworker civil service jobs. So that's why
if I'm not mistaken, the government started the WPA.
Yeah, but we are supposed to actually have control of our government. It's taking over our government again to true democracy and freedom and justice for all and everyone who pledged allegiance to the flag, one nation under God, all love, all light, thoughts, feelings, actions, jobs.
I'm with you, but what they keep asking is, who do you have with you that can take this to the various legislatures and who to begin this shift? Have you called?
Well, actually, the governor.
Have you talked to Kucinich at all?
Oh yes, he's in it. He's there. Governor Kitzhaber is a medical doctor in Oregon. He's the governor here, and he gave me an Oregon Change Agent certificate for my work and job creation.
But what's being said is that Dennis Kucinich is the one that you want to talk to about this.
I just think Oprah needs to help. Kucinich, I mean, Merkley's in it. There's a lot.
Have you talked to him personally?
I actually was part of his presidential leadership campaign program in 2004, and he took me aside and didn't use me for it. He used, said he was really interested in, had one of his main guys come up and tell me to work with my spiritual emergency training program instead. So,
well, what I will tell you is I was his national director because he was from Cleveland. So his office was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I ran the phone, his phone banks, as well as I was in his national. I was a national director for organizing his offices in 2004. So you have to understand. But again. You say your petitions have been destroyed?
Yeah, they just disappear online. Every time I put them up there, they disappear.
What do you mean you put them
and
up where?
On Facebook, I was getting 700 emails a day, over 100 people a day trying to get on Facebook. It was just going crazy, and I started this mass movement of petitions. That's why all the petitions are here. That's why the Internet, we have it. So that we can recreate. I have state legislation coming through to me every day. So we have the internet, and we have the networking, and we have the capacity now to create a whole new civilization of job services for health and human services, social services, and civil services, and they're really necessary now.
Agreed. Agreed, but the reality is that who else is circulating these petitions with you?
They're gone, and I was told not to to find more groups that work together, and
right.
I was working with lots of different Occupy groups and movements too, but the petitions are not being formulated in the. I don't know. I haven't seen any come back through. It's like they're being blocked still. So anyway, but I just keep seeing and putting it out there, these recruitment centers for light workers, you know, right next, you know, to the recruitment for all the Army, Navy, and Marines. Armed forces, light worker forces, and get churches to help. They need to help, all of them.
Well, we have to stop fighting for peace and be peace.
Yeah, but if you're going to pay people to keep these incredible, you know, recruitment centers and free education, teaching, training for military and robotic warfare, and give them all these benefits, when you are not teaching and paying and helping people learn free education and teaching and training people how to be of divine, helping, healing, enlightenment, and soul work and evolutionary ascension light work purposes, then they don't have time. They don't have time. They're in survival mode, or they're being pulled for the money to pay the bills to go towards the dark.
Well, you, and they're saying you, have to organize your group. It's not about you being a member of somebody else's group. It's about you creating your group who is willing to fight for this, or to move forward in this, to educate. And it's about you organizing other like-minded people to join you in this crusade. And with that kind of power, you have many people who agree with you that are willing to work toward this end. Are you still there?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's important work that you do, but you have to gather. It can't be just you, Lynn. You have to gather your troops. You have to gather your own troops to be able to enact change here.
There's lots of women's groups, and there's lots of churches that can help too.
Well, again, you have to organize the people who are willing to agree with you, and if you have to have a plan. You have to have an idea of how it's going to work, and it has to be written down so that people can understand the depths of which you speak. And that's what's important. You have to, in other words, like, it's up to you to do this.
We have 1,000 military bases. Why can't we start right away with at least 6 or 7 statewide recruitment light worker center bases?
Because you haven't talked to the right people then. You're asking
that's
me the question about why. You're asking Akashic Records why, but nobody has approached anybody. Who is with you on this? What other people have joined you to create this? If you're asking about why you can't replace the recruitment for the military with this, you're still asking for government support, and this is not about government support.
It's about a new government.
It might be about a new government, but we don't have a new government right now. So you have to create it from outside of the government so that you can have the control that you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, you're going to talk to me about why this and why that, and it's not about why. It's about what are you doing to create it.
All I can.
But you have to gather other people who are willing to work with you. And that's the force, and those are the people who will be the core people to create this. And the idea of having, you know, spiritual emergency centers are great. But you have to have the people to staff it, and you have to have the people that are willing to work with you to create it. and it's not going to come from the government because the government's not ready. The mentality has not shifted yet. And you know that's true.
I think it's shifting every day.
It is shifting every day, but for what you're saying, why can't we do this today? It's because today is not ready. That's why you have to do it first. So it's up to you to move forward with your people to create this. Are you up for that?
I do. I work on it every day.
Well, good. But the idea here is you can't do this alone.
I know. No.
So if you're a member of all these groups, there's got to be at least a few people who are agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, there's lots, actually, lots.
Well, then those are the ones you want to gather around you and create an organization. And that's what they're telling you. You have to create the organization. It's about you creating your own website. About you creating your own website about what the focus of this and why it's important. It's about you creating your own blog. About why this is important to start getting supporters. It's about you moving forward and putting it out there like that. So you get people who will agree with you and move forward.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. So when is your program on?
It's every other Saturday. From 12 to 1.
In the afternoon?
Pacific time, yeah. 12
in the
to
afternoon?
1.
I'm sorry, what?
12
o'clock
to 1.
In the afternoon?
Yeah, 12 to 1 p.m., yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's not at night. It's at, like...
No.
No.
It's 12
okay, great.
O'clock. 12 to 1 p.m.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
and it's on Station 2 or Station 1?
Station 1, every other...
Every other Friday? What day was it?
Saturday.
Okay.
Every Saturday.
And what's the name of your program?
Spiritual Emergency Training.
There you go. So folks who are listening, please listen to Lynn's program on every other Saturday from 12 to 1. Emergency Spiritual Training. Very important program. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bless you. Bye-bye. So in between the time I was talking to Lynn, I also heard a beep, so I don't know if there was another caller on the line or if we lost the caller, but we want to thank Lynn for calling in. We hope you listen to her show. The Akashic Records are a recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime, including this with the highlights for this lifetime of what...
Thank you.
You're supposed to. I'll be right where I'm. Just let me finish this. Great. And it's really important that you search your own hearts.
Yeah.
So that you know what your missions are. So hello, caller. This is Donna Fox. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How are you?
I'm good. And who is this?
This is Tan from Virginia.
Tan. T-A-U-N?
Okay,
well,
T-H-A-N-H, Ashley.
I'm sorry, what?
Thank you. Thank you for having this show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Tell me, Tan, how to spell your first name.
T, as in Tom, H, as in Harry, A, N, as in Nancy, H, as in Harry again.
Okay. T-H-A-N-H?
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for calling. So how can we help you tonight? And you're from Washington, did you say Washington, D.C.?
No, Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, okay. All right, great. So how can we help you tonight?
I'm very much interested in Akashic reading. I bought some books and took a course, but
Where did you take your course at?
It was online with an Akashic reader in Florida.
Okay.
But I don't think I have a knack for it. Could you consult the spirit masters and guides to see what's impeding me from accessing my Akashic record?
Well, first of all, the first thing that comes forward, Tan, is what I'm hearing is that there is a block about your own personal self-confidence. That there is I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I'm repeating what you're saying, taking notes.
Right. So it's personal self-confidence. And the personal self-confidence has to do, because there's a part of you that is afraid to be wrong. Can you identify with that?
Yes.
Right.
Especially if some of these questions are life-directing, as to careers or so. I don't want to be wrong on that matter.
Well, that's because you're asking I'm sorry, what? We have a really weird delay here, so I apologize. I don't mean to talk over you, because I'm just trying. So I'm going to continue talking about your career, what you were saying.
Oh, no, I was saying, yes, I can relate to personal lack of confidence due to being afraid to be wrong, especially when it comes to something as important as your career, the questions that I have asked.
And can you tell me what kind of questions did you ask? And how did you ask them?
What type of career should I asked them, what is my life purpose, and what career should I take on to fulfill that life purpose or align to that life purpose?
Uh-huh. And what did you get?
I didn't get much of anything, actually, just a blank.
Right. Would you like to know why?
Yes, definitely want to know why.
Because the way you asked the questions was so overwhelming to you that your mind would not allow your heart to speak.
Oh, okay.
Now as I'm talking to you, as I'm talking to you, I want you to I want you to hear my words, but I want you to also observe how the words feel in your body, and let me know if they don't feel like truth. Also, let me know if they do feel like truth.
Okay.
So what I just said, does that feel like truth to you?
That I'm not passing through my heart.
No,
my mind.
I didn't say that. I'm saying that the way you asked created a fear because it was so overwhelming. See, the issue here is that when someone asks about what their soul purpose is, especially when you're first starting out in the Akashic Records work, that is such a huge question that at least the way I teach the work in my classes for Akashic Records work, the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records meet you where you are and help you understand who you are in this moment. And then through love and gentleness and compassion, allow you to unfold to who you are the next day. Every day we work in the Akashic Records, we blossom a bit more and are able to receive deeper and deeper information. And the reason that is because we become more open and trusting of the information that comes forward.
Mm.
The more we trust...
How can I...
Go ahead.
How can I be more open and trusting to receive the Master's, the Spirit Guide's messages?
Well, first you have to start out in a less emotionally charged question.
Okay.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, the idea is that when you're working with the Akashic Records, may I ask the first name of your teacher?
Yes, Gabrielle.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. And you should, by the way, be calling her and asking her these questions. But I will tell you, because she's a part of my work. She's a part of my school. In other words, like, we are a member of the same organization. But the piece here is that when you're working with the Akashic Records and you're working with the information that comes forward, it's, even though it's important to write the words down, it's more important to experience how the words make you feel. So, for example, in regarding your career, let's say that there were three choices of what you wanted to do, just very openly for a job, not even a career, just for a job. Let's say you had three opportunities.
Okay.
What you would do is you would open your Akashic Records.
Uh-huh.
And you would ask the Master's teachers and loved ones the following question, and I want you to write this down. Okay?
Okay.
Number one, show me how it would feel to work for or at what, and then you fill in the blank. Show me how it would feel to work,
uh-huh,
and whatever, whether it's a career or a job, show me how it would feel to work at or work for X company.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to notice and be very clear about what it would feel like. The Master's teachers and loved ones will speak to you in feelings. When students can't catch writing information, the Master's teachers and loved ones will speak to you in feeling.
Mm.
And so what happens is you then move into the second question. You ask the same thing. So what would show me how it would feel to work with a company.
Okay.
And now notice that feeling. And then you see the two different feelings.
Mm.
And then you move to the third one, and you said, okay, so show me what it would feel like to work with B company.
Mm.
Now, all three are going to have distinct, or they may be even very slight nuances and feelings.
Mm.
But what you do is you go with the one that feels the best.
Mm. And that's the one that...
And that's where you go.
The
next thing you ask is, show me what it would look like to work in my right livelihood.
Look like.
Show me what it would look like to work in my right livelihood. You can also ask, show me what it would feel like to work in my right livelihood. But you always want to put the feeling question first before you ask what it would look like. Because when you ask what it looks like, it makes it harder, because you try to engage your mind, and it's not about your mind, it's about your feelings. So you allow your feelings to paint the picture of what it would look like.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes when my instructor had...
Say slow, because I couldn't catch it. What?
Okay. I sometimes would get yes and no's. I would hear yes and no's in my head. Is that me, my ego, or is that the masters?
You mean when you were in the Akashic Records, you'd get yes or no's?
Yes. Is that me?
Because of the way you're asking your questions.
Yes.
Because if you ask a yes or no question, you'll get a yes or no answer.
Yes. But can I trust that to be my masters, or is that me?
You don't want to ask a yes or no question.
Okay.
Sometimes a yes or no question is worthless. And I'll tell you why. Because what you want to do is ask a question that creates that must be answered with an answer rather than a yes or no. If you're going to ask yes or no questions, you might as well use a pendulum.
Mm. Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
So what question were you asking that you want? And I only have about 2 more minutes here, and then I have to close the show. But quickly tell me, give me a question you were asking.
It was a relationship questions, like should I continue on?
Right. As soon as you word the word should, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because you're asking the masters, teachers, and loved ones to tell you what to do. They will never tell you what to do. They will give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. You have free will choice. So, if you want to understand how it's going to, what to do with the relationship, the question could be, show me what it would feel like to continue this relationship.
Okay.
Show me what it would feel like to have this relationship 5 years from now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You see, because you have to work, especially in the very beginning, you must work with the feelings of the information. Now, did you email me at one time?
Yes, I did.
You know, I remember the name, and there was something happening, and I couldn't get back to you, and I apologize for that. But if you will email me again, all right, we can have a dialogue offline, okay?
Okay. I appreciate you helping here.
Was that helpful?
Yes. Definitely, okay. Explains why the yes and no doesn't work. And
yeah.
I understand now, it's through feelings. And showing me, the masters won't give me an answer, because that's my...
They will not take away your free will. They won't jump in on your consciousness, and they will not take your free will away. The whole idea of working with the Akashic Records is to gain wisdom so that you learn more about being fully human. And it's about learning how to be human and be love at the same time on this planet.
Yes.
That's the ultimate.
I would definitely try again and practice. Now,
right.
Feel
free to email me, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
For your
I look
time.
Forward to hearing from you. I have
okay.
to get off the
Take
phone
care.
Now, right? Okay? Because somebody else is following me tonight. So, but thank you so much for calling, and I hope this was helpful. And let me know what's going on, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I'm just going to give you my email one more time. It's info@akashicwisdom.com.
info@akashicwisdom.com. Akashicwisdom.com.
Right. The same name
thank
of the show.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you. Thanks
you're
again.
Welcome, dear. You have a good evening. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if there's anybody out there that would like to email me, you can certainly email me at Akashic, info@akashicwisdom.com. And you can also call me personally at 216 1233. Well, this has been a great program. I thank Lynn for calling in. I thank Tanta for calling in. And so you have a wonderful week. And I'm going to say I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records by saying amen, amen, amen. The Akashic Records are closed for Akashic Wisdom Show by saying amen. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week, ladies and gentlemen, and I hope you find your purpose and love, because with gratitude, all things are possible, because it brings us closer to God. Thank you so much. This is Donna Fox saying good night.